I would like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to present in the conference. I will not report any results, rather I will describe a problem that I thought about. So, so first I'm going to describe a model of Wishart matrices. What we do, we start with an infinite array with independent entries, and each entry has a complex Gaussian distribution. So in this array here, and what we do, we take the upper left corner of this infinite array. So we take a block with n lines and n times t columns. T is going to be the time in the process. So t basically counts the number of, t is the ratio, number of columns over number of rows. And so this is a random matrix. We take this matrix, this block, this corner, and we multiply it with its adjoint, and we normalize by 1 over n, and this is what we obtain here is a Wishart matrix. We obtain a process of Wishart matrices. At each time, the process is a Wishart matrix. Wishart matrices have been introduced in 1930s by Wishart. And another way to describe this is, so let's think of this block, this matrix, has n times t columns, c1n, c2n, cnt. And we can write this product as the sum of these matrices. So we take the first column and multiply with its adjoint. We obtain an n by n matrix. So actually, we have a sum of nt independent random matrices, and each one of them, all of them have the same distribution. So we can conclude that we actually have a process that has independent increments and stationary increments. So this would be my random matrix model. What is nice about this random matrix model is that it's an asymptotic model for the free Poisson process. I'll be more precise about this. Right now I'm going to describe what I mean by free Poisson process. So a free Poisson process is a one-parameter family of operators or elements in W star probability space. So W star probability space is actually an algebra, like the algebra of bounded operators on a Hilbert space, and though with a trace, which stands for the expectation in classical probability. So we just think about that is a sequence of operators, of bounded operators. Now, as the classical Poisson process, a time zero, a pi of zero is zero. Now, at every time t, the distribution of pi of t under the trace tau is a free Poisson distribution. In other words, the spectral measure of this operator is the free Poisson distribution with first cumulant t. And this process has, as the classical Poisson process, has really independent increments. So are not independent, are free in this case, another type of independence. Now, free Poisson distribution is known in the literature, actually originally was known as the Marchenko-Pasteur distribution. And if t is smaller than 1, it has an atom of 0, 1 minus t, and then it has this density on the interval AB. The reason we call it free Poisson distribution is because people have introduced cumulants with respect to this new type of independence, and it turns out that these free cumulants of the free Poisson distribution are all of them the same, are equal to t. Whereas the classical Poisson distribution has cumulants, the classical cumulant equal to t. These three cumulants are described either through its generative function, or they are those cumulants that are linear with respect to this new type of independence. So, as I mentioned, the Wishart matrix model I described at the beginning is an asymptotic random matrix model for the free Poisson process. In other words, if we take any bunch of times, we multiply the Wishart matrices corresponding to these times, we take the normalized trace, we take the limit as n goes to infinity, then we will obtain a number which is the trace of the algebra of operators applied on this product of operators, and the convergence is almost sure, a result due to Voiculescu in 2000 and Capitan and Casalis 2004. So the result was known for quite some time. If you just consider the limit of a single Wishart matrix going towards the Marchenko-Pasteur distribution, so what I would like to study, I would like to study the large deviation corresponding to this convergence and to characterize the rate. So, in other words, another way to look, so I would like to be more precise about this convergence. So we have this process of Wishart matrices, each Wishart matrix has a set of eigenvalues, lambda 1 up to lambda n. These are random eigenvalues because the matrix is random. We construct this this empirical measure, which is also random because the matrix is random, and the convergence says that as n goes to infinity, this random measure converges towards the spectral measure of converges towards the free Poisson distribution in the appropriate sense. A similar result was obtained by Bian, Casalis, and Guyonnet for the convergence of Hermitian Brownian motion towards the free Brownian motion. So I'm going to formalize the setting to describe a large deviation principle. What we do for every time t between 0 and 1, we assign a generator, and we take the free algebra generated by them. So they are free because there is no relation between them. and we assume that they are unitary. Now on this algebra we define a set, we take the set of linear functionals that are positive and tracial, and they have an extra continuity condition which I'm not going to define here. And on this set of traces or linear functional with additional properties, we introduce a topology that is separable, complete, and metric. Now for each n, our process, our model of random matrices, we can define a random trace as follows. So we take this product of our generators in the algebra, and the trace tau n applied on this product is the normalized trace that we know from matrices applied on this product of Wishart matrices. So we take this transformation so that this matrix is unitary. Now what we have obtained here is a trace which is random, and we take the probability measure corresponding to this. So Boyculescu results says that this sequence of probability measure on the space of traces converges towards a Dirac measure supported at the trace given by the free Poisson process. And we would like to show that this satisfies the large division principle. So in other words, if here is the trace given by the free Poisson process, the probability that our random matrix model is in some ball centered at a deviation from tau decays exponentially with n, so at the rate n square with this rate function I of phi. So to find this this rate function is not an easy problem, or I don't know how to do it. This is just a proposal. What I actually do, I construct an exponential martingale from my process of Wishart matrices. And f sub k here, so I suppose I take a polynomial in my Wishart matrices. I take the conditional expectation on the sigma field generated by the first k columns of my array, and then form this exponential martingale, and from here I hope that this is a rate function. So the rate function basically involves a path of traces going from the trace defined by the free Poisson process towards the deviation. So I don't know what to say more about this.